KFM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
If the startup world doesn't work out for founder and CEO at startup Payslip SAS or SAAS, then there's definitely a gig or 10 for Fidelma McGurk on the comedy circus. I've met a lot of people who were at the Ladies Who Launch event last week, and they were unanimous that Fidelma stole the show with her talk on how she couldn't afford to hire a PR for her very, very early stage company, so she had to do it all herself. And seemingly, because I wasn't there, she was hilarious. We love a good laugh on Team SBS. We just had to have her on the show. Naturally busy with her business, she's joining us, as I mentioned, on the line this morning. Good morning, Fidelma McGurk.
Good morning. I've never been accused of being funny before, so that's quite a good joke.
The only thing people are talking about, those who heard you, is that you made them cry laughing. Because you're going to tell me now, in the next few minutes, about the startup, your PR. You couldn't afford a PR, and so you did it yourself. And tell me what you told the Ladies Who Launch.
Okay, well, thanks very much for having me this morning on the show, Conal. So what happened was we were launching Payslip last September, and Payslip is a global payroll management software for multinational enterprises. And my chief marketing officer, Aoife Flynn, said we should try and use a PR firm this time. And so she did go out to the market, mostly Dublin market, and invite some PR firms to provide proposals. And the one criteria I'd given, which may have increased the price, I suppose, was that the firm would have a toe at least in the US market, because the US clients are a big part of our target addressable market. So she contacted 15 PR agencies in Dublin, and of 15, 14 said that they wouldn't do a once-off PR launch and would only engage with the client if you were paying them a retainer of $3,000 per month. So that was totally unviable from our budget perspective. 15th company was interested, but they only look after companies with blockchain, so they're not a blockchain company. So that is exactly how we ended up doing it ourselves. Yeah. So
what did you do that amused the people at Ladies Who Launch?
Yeah, it was pretty practical, actually. So we might have all been in funny humor. Really, all we did was a very practical approach. We took out all the business press that we respect, like Sunday Business Post, the Irish Times, the business supplements of the Irish Independent and the Sunday Times, all the main press in Ireland.
You better mention Silicon Republic, because Anne O'Dea, the boss, is sitting in front of me still listening to you.
Well, I didn't get to our digital presence yet. That was just our offline part. So, of course, Silicon Republic looked after us very well, so did Irish Tech News. And what we did was we just made a list of all of the business journalists that would write on relevant topics. And then I carved out a 189-character LinkedIn message and sent it to all of them. And within 4 days, we had four very positive responses from leading journalists, including Conor Beaufrey, who was on the Morning Ireland show at the time. And he said that he would interview us on a specific slot on the 8th of September. Now, at the time, he said, I could fit you in that week. We have a busy week with some announcements from the banks. And I said, I'll be there whenever you want me to be there. Totally forgetting the week that was in it. I think this is what caused a chortle inside in the audience, because the 7th of September was actually my 10th wedding anniversary. So my husband was driving back from Dublin to meet me, and I basically drove past him on the evening of the 7th, and we beat horns and gave a wave, and I kept going to the Conor Beaufrey. So there was no space for any kind of romantic evening that day. But so we were on Morning Ireland, and then we had a very, very military precision few days from the day beforehand onwards with an embargo-based print release that we sent out to the print media on the Thursday at lunchtime, and then we sent out on Friday morning to the Silicon Republic and the Irish Tech News, but we had them in touch with the Silicon Republic in advance. And that was it. We were on Morning Ireland on the Friday morning, and we had clients registering by the end of the day. So it was fantastic.
Happy days. But also tell me about, you went on a course to meet the people who would become your customers. That was clever.
Yeah. I didn't realise how clever it was until the end of it, actually. What happened was we were researching the market and developing the product prototype for over 2 years of the September last year. And as part of that research, I had a very solid network of both payroll and accountancy firms around the world, and also multinational clients. So we've done a lot of research with my own network, but I needed to get into some much larger enterprise level clients. So we, I signed up for a course run by the Global Payroll Management Institute in the US, because all of their members would be large clients. They consider payroll to be a core function. They consider it to be a critical business review, business process. So I attended this course for 4 days in San Francisco. I had 22 top-level companies in the room for 4 days, so I was able to bore them to tears. And all of those companies became demo clients for me over the following 6 months to be able to test and calibrate the product to their needs. So it was fantastic.
So all you did was, and when I say all you did, it was the clever idea, was sign up for a course, and that could be something that any startup would learn from. Go and meet your customers on a course.
Yeah, and it was really good because they asked me at the start, like everybody else in the room was a payroll-related person, a global payroll director, something like that. The smallest company had 315 people in 12 countries. The largest company there would have had about 68,000 people in 42 countries. And they just said, what are you doing here? You're not payroll. And I said, well, I'm building the software for you, so I want to make sure it meets your needs. I want to know what the best in breed processes are according to the Global Payroll Management Institute, so I can learn both the academic here and I can talk to you practically. And because nobody from a software perspective had ever attended their course, they found it really useful. And there were lots of different technology and system questions. There were lots of data protection questions because GDPR was coming in this year, and we had done a lot of work on that for our software. So it was great to be able to answer those questions for them.
You remind me of a quote from Jeff Smurfit Sr., who wrote a book, and he said, opportunity comes to pass, not to pause. So maybe you saw the opportunity and grabbed it. So that was well done. Tell me very briefly about Payslip SaaS. What are you doing? Where are you doing? And you are based in Mayo, am I right?
Yeah, we're based in Westport in Mayo. We're a global payroll management software. So what that means is if you're a multinational company and you're growing either organically very quickly or by acquisition, you expand into different countries and usually sign up a different payroll provider or a payroll accountancy firm like BDO, for example, or Mazars, as you go country by country. And you can end up having different processes for the different countries. And so it can become very convoluted and with lots of spreadsheets and emails. It's not a very efficient way of managing, and there's lots of risk that comes with that in terms of data protection, data management, and even just the human risk of having somebody controlling it centrally and trying to get any intelligence out of it in terms of reporting. So our software now is a new in-market proposition. It kind of changes what is available to clients. Up until now, they could have consolidated their vendors and given everything to one particular company, but they still didn't have their own technology to manage the process. So with our software, a multinational company can manage all of their global payroll processes, providers, internal people and data on one particular platform.
Delma, I'm going to have to cut you there, but you definitely, I may not be Conor Brophy, will you please come down to Dublin and spend some time with us on Team SBS? I want to hear more about your company. You sound like you're brilliant. It's based in Westport. Payslip SaaS is the company, SWAS.
Payslip.com. Payslip.com, yeah, they don't need the SaaS. Yeah.
Okay, well, Payslip.com. We will have you on because you're now Team SBS member. I have to cut it because Orla Donnelly is waiting to come on. Our team today, series producer, as usual, Ruth Devaney, broadcast assistant, Niall Fitzmaurice. On sound, Stephen McClune. I am Conal O'Moran, and thank you so much for listening. But do stay tuned for Orla. She's coming up now.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avant Card. With personalized pricing, our rates are made for you.